I don't think there's anybody in here that can say that they've never heard the story before. Is this the first time for anybody in this room to hear Sunday school or a gospel or about the Lord Jesus? Last night, the gospel went forth in this very room, and I'm sure most of you were here. It was a very important message, but this morning, this message may be more important than last night's message. Not because it's me, but because you've been given another day. The Lord Jesus didn't come yet, and he hasn't taken you home yet. We don't know when our days are up. So if there's someone in this room, and the burden on my heart is there might be one or more in this room that hasn't accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Does anyone else have a song they'd like to sing? A number? Number four? Here you go. Next. I was thinking about this morning, and I've spent a lot of time in the gymnasium. The bleachers are normally pulled out. The baskets are normally lowered down, and the scoreboard is on. And I felt pretty comfortable there. And I spent hours in the gymnasiums. And before we'd go out on the basketball floor, my coach in high school was a Christian, and he'd have us say the Lord's Prayer before we went out on the basketball floor. Not everybody on the team was a Christian, but they each had to recite the Lord's Prayer. You know, this morning, the bleachers are pushed back, the baskets are rolled up, and the scoreboard's not on. And last, I think it was the 21st, wasn't it, Tim? I got a phone call. My cell phone rang, and I pulled it out, and I told my wife, someone from Eastern Washington's calling. I didn't know the number, so I answered the phone. And he said, is this Terry? I said, yes. He said, this is Tim Newton. I said, okay. And I thought, there's something wrong. My father-in-law's sick. Something happened. And he said, well, I've been asked to call around to see if somebody wants to speak. And about that time, my mind went blank, and I didn't hear a whole lot of what he said after that. And I think I said, I got to call you back. I got to pray about it. I'll call you tomorrow. Tomorrow came. Tomorrow went. I didn't call him. Prayed a second night. Called him back the next day. I told him, okay. And what was said to me was, it doesn't have to be long, and it doesn't have to be complicated. So I took it needed to be short and simple. And that's what I'm going to try and do, is keep it short and simple for the children. So before we go any further, just like when I went to the gym playing basketball, there was a prayer said before the game. But last night, I didn't get a whole lot of sleep. I woke up quite a bit, and I prayed quite a bit. So there was a lot of prayers going up for this meeting last night from myself, and I believe there was others that told me they'd be praying for me. So before we go any further, I'd like to bow my head and ask for help. Our God and Father, we just thank Thee for this time we have to open Thy Word to the children. We just pray that the message would be simple. We just pray that it would come from Thee. We pray that if there be one in this room that is without Thee, that they would turn to Thee before it is forever too late. So we just ask this in Thy name, and ask for help, and pray that the prayers would continue to go up throughout this meeting. We ask this in Thy name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. We'll sing some more, but I just want to read a verse in Luke chapter 18, verse 16. I'm sure most of you kids already know this verse. Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. Suffer the little children to come unto me. We want each and every one in this room, child, or if there's a teenager or one older, if you're still in your sins, our prayer is that you would come to know the Lord Jesus before it is forever too late. Does someone else have a song they'd like to sing? What number? Number six? Number one, who was that? We'll sing that in just a minute, okay? The last two songs actually were part of what I was going to speak about this morning. So maybe we'll sing number five in a minute. I'm going to read a story in Luke. I was just thinking in the past month, there's been two people that have passed away. One I knew, one I didn't know. One man that passed away. He's a very, very wise man in this world, very smart. The world thought he was one of the smartest people there were. But I read a little bit of what he finished up before he passed away. And at the end of the article I was reading, it said that those people that believe in God, it's just a fairy tale. It's just a fairy tale. And if that man went into death, believing that, he'll be forever separated from the love of God. The other man that passed away, I knew him, I met him when I was 12, and he passed away not too long ago. And when I heard that he passed away, I thought, he is face to face with his Savior, the one he longed to be with. The one he talked about. He shared the gospel with anybody and everybody. He went from this poor earth, this poor world, absent from the body, and he's present with the Lord. If you were to die today, will you be absent from the body and present with the Lord? I trust you will, but I don't know. I can look and see that most of you, or all of you, have been to Sunday school before. You've been to the meetings here, but I don't know what's in your heart. Only God does. So I want to read in Luke chapter 16, verse 19. Luke 16, 19. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was at his gate full of sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom, and the rich man died and was buried. If you were to die today, would it be said of you, you died and you were buried? Or could it be said that you were carried by the angels, absent from the body, present with the Lord? Would you be like this man that was so smart, but he thought God was a fairy tale? Would you be buried? Would you be seeing him as your judge just before you're cast into a lost eternity, forever separated from the love of God? I'm going to turn over to Acts chapter 7. Are you ready? Are you ready to meet the Lord Jesus as your Savior? Have you asked Him into your heart? Acts chapter 7, verse 56. This is Stephen. He was preaching. Behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. And they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears, and they ran upon him with one accord. They didn't want to hear what Stephen had to say. Many in this world don't want to hear what the Lord Jesus has to say. They cast him out of the city and stoned him, and the witness laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. So as they're stoning Stephen, he's praying, saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. I don't know about you, but if someone was hitting me or throwing rocks at me, I wouldn't be praying not to lay the sin at their charge. I would want to fight back. That's my nature. That's all of our nature, to fight back. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. So here was Stephen being stoned, and there was a man there named Saul. And we're going to turn over to chapter 9, we're going to read more about Saul. And it said, Saul, yet breathing and threatenings and slander against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, and he desired him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. So here's Saul, who had had the coats thrown down at his feet when they were stoning Stephen. He's gone on. He's gathering up Christians and putting them in prison. But as he's going on, a light shone from heaven. And he fell to the earth, and he heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, have you had that light, children, shine from heaven on your heart? Have you had the Lord Jesus touch your heart? And have you turned and said, Lord? Have you owned him as Lord? Here he says, Lord. How did Saul know who this was? He'd been gathering up Christians to beat him and kill him. But he knew who he was fighting against. And he said, Lord. And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. He was persecuting the children of God. And what did he say? And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what will thou have me to do? Have you asked the Lord Jesus, what would you have me to do? Have you owned him as Lord? What would you have me to do? Acts 16:31. Does anybody know what that verse says? I'm sure you do. I'm sure you've learned it for your Sunday school verses, but it says, believe, can see some lips moving, on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Lord, what would thou have me to do? I remember listening to a meeting on a tape. It was Bob Tony, and he was preaching, and he was saying, there's nothing to do. All it says is believe. Just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. There's nothing else for us to do. It's that simple. Even the youngest up here in the front row, it's that simple just to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. We're all sinners in this room. It says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Doesn't leave anybody out, does it? For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I have my notes here because I get up front here. I'm a little nervous and I lose track of what I'm saying, so. But we're all sinners. There's a verse that says, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. I'm so thankful for that verse because everyone in this room, including myself, we're all sinners. We're not righteous. He came to save sinners. Now, there's two types of people in this room. There are sinners that are lost, and there are sinners that are saved. Which are you? Are you saved, or are you still in your sins? Are your sins still upon you? There were three people the Lord Jesus was crucified, and there were two people with him. I appreciated this the other day in Tacoma. One thief had sins in him and sins on him. The other thief, how'd that go, had sins in him. The Lord Jesus on there had no sin in him, but our sins were put on him. So we had one thief that had the sins in him and on him, one thief that had the sins in him but not on him. He was a sinner, but the Lord Jesus had bore his sins for him. Thank you. But I appreciated that we're all sinners, but if you are saved, your sins have been put on the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't have to pay for those sins. It says the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. I go to work for wages, and if I work like I'm supposed to, I get paid. So we're traveling through this earth. Last night, Ted said we were all born sinners. Like Ted, we don't have to be trained to sin. I've heard that many times, that it comes natural. It's just something that happens. We're all sinners. Has the Lord Jesus bore your sins? Has he bore my sins? He did. The work was done at Calvary's cross. Not of works of righteousness that we have done. What is the Lord Jesus? What does God think about our good works? There's filthy rags. Does anybody collect filthy rags? Anybody keep them? They're thrown away, aren't they? Filthy rags are thrown away. And that's what our good works, that's what our works are to God. There's nothing we can do for our salvation. It's already been done. It says the wages of sin are death. That verse doesn't end there, but it says, but the gift of God, it's a free gift. I haven't paid for a gift in my life that was given to me. It was given to me as a gift. It was free. And God sent his Son. That's our Sunday school verse today, isn't it? It says, the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. That was God's gift to each one of us, his own beloved Son, to die on the cross for our sins. So now there's another subject I want to talk about. For those of us that are saved, you know, we go through this world and there's many things in the world that occupy our time and our thoughts. I just had a few things in this bag. Does anybody know what this is? Seth? It's a baseball. Anybody know what this one is? Anybody play croquet? It's a croquet ball. Anybody? More specifically, it's a softball. Girls play softball, boys play baseball. Anybody know what this is? Golf balls. Anybody